Hi, I'm Leela Ainge, psychologist, researcher, and someone who's been thinking a lot lately about what really makes life feel good. Welcome back to Psychologically Speaking, a podcast all about human behaviour, bringing together fascinating research, insights, and real life experiences. This is season three, The Joy Experiment. This season, we're exploring joy, and not just the theory of it, although yes, we'll get into that, but how joy actually moves through our lives, how it shifts us and what it makes us do. Before we go into definitions and frameworks, though, I want to tell you about a moment earlier this month. I was running with a friend around Rutland Reservoir. I'd wedged little pouches of water into my running vest, swashing them in to stop them sloshing. I'd got sun cream slicked on my arms. My running visor was pulled low. We certainly weren't out to break any records because it was 25 degrees Celsius and rising. So we jogged those flats and we walked up the inclines and kept an eye on each other as we went. We talked about life and we talked about work and what had changed since the last time we ran together. And we remembered another hot run on the chalky South Downs Way during an ultramarathon in 2019. We hadn't gone that far since, but something about this loop around Rutland felt very familiar and good. And that's the thing. That moment, the sweating, the chatting, the moving forward, that was joy. And a medal would have been awesome, but this was something more grounded because joy was carrying us. And as I've come to understand it, joy doesn't sit still. Yes, it helps us reconnect with each other and perhaps with the version of ourselves we like the best, sometimes with something that we thought that we'd lost. This season is called The Joy Experiment because I wanted to treat joy with curiosity and a lot of kind of personal honesty. I chose joy as my word of the year because I've been missing it, not in every moment, but in places that had once felt very energising. So in my running, in my work, and sometimes in the PhD journey. Joy is very tricky. To pin down. And psychologists think that because it's so subjective. But there's some really interesting research emerging. And one of those suggests that joy might act like a kind of signal. You know, it helps to show us what matters and helps us to stay connected to our sense of identity, even in the middle of change or difficulty. In that study, the authors are arguing that joy isn't just a nice to have emotion. It's actually something that's helping to regulate or shape the direction that we're in, or it helps us to create that sense of who we are. It links nicely to something called the Broaden and Build Theory, developed by Barbara Fredrickson. So this proposes that things like positive emotions don't just make us feel better in the moment. They're actually there to help expand our thinking and strengthen our social ties. And they're helping us to build psychological resources we can draw on later. So rather than asking what is joy in season three, I'm going to explore what joy does, when it shows up, how it moves through different kinds of work and relationships and creative spaces, and sometimes why it gets dismissed, especially as something that is quite frivolous, when actually it might be one of the most intelligent and resilient forces that we've got. We're going to start the joy experiments with a wonderful conversation. And in episode one, I'm talking to brand strategist Ange Friesen, who shares her journey and experiment to move temporarily from London to the countryside. We talk about rituals, place, and memory. I can't wait for you to hear it.